destination of this coach is Hazard, Kentucky. We're due there at 5:15. For your convenience, there's a restroom located in the rear of the coach.
You gonna get sick? Huh? Huh? Oh my God, he's coming at you!
All right, when it comes to two-year-old Olivia James, you are not the father.
You have irritated the tool gods. You must now be smeared with the holy grease of disdain.
Brought to you by WorldWrestlingInsanity.com. It's JG's Radio Free Insanity with your host, James Gutman. Yo, Gutman, what's the ish?
What's up, kids? This is James Gutman, and you are tuned in to your first ever edition of JG's Radio Free Insanity. That's right. Thank you. That is right. Yeah, guys. Finally, we've been getting letters since... letters. It's like 1975. We've been getting emails since we first opened the site asking about the audio-ish of the week and when we were going to be doing that again. For those of you guys who don't know, when I was with the Torch, we did audio updates once a week, and I wanted to bring it back, but I wanted to get it to the point where you guys would be able to listen to it. It could be long, and we could have some good guests on. So it took about 2 weeks, but here we are, whole new format, whole new setup, and I think you guys are going to be really happy with today's show. We're going to be talking to Charlie Haas in a little bit. Charlie, actually, as we speak, is probably right now at the airport getting ready to leave for Italy, but he agreed we're going to give him a call, and he's going to give us a few minutes, and then later on, we're going to get Dr. Tom Pritchard on the phone. Dr. Tom is the newest columnist at, actually not the newest columnist, but one of the newest columnists at WorldWrestlingInsanity.com, penning the doctor's note. Actually pretty cool. Dr. Tom, this is his first writing gig online since WWE.com, since he was co-hosting Bite This, and now we're going to have him on JG's Radio Free Insanity. So Dr. Tom, shoot straight from the hip, doesn't really hold anything back, always fun to have on the line. A couple of things I want to get out of the way now. This is the first episode, guys, so I don't know necessarily how great a lot of the setup is going to be as of yet, but if you give us some time, we are going to improve. We have a lot more coming, just like the site. I don't know if you have had a chance to look around, but we've been adding a lot, changing a lot with the website. Just added yesterday, World Wrestling Insanity's 3D Pong, Ping Pong, for those of you who aren't down with the Pong lingo. Pretty cool and possibly hard, although Cillian Baoni, that's how you say it, seemed to have beaten it immediately because he's not from this planet. Just give you guys some in-house notes about what you might have missed. Zah, Z-A-H, has a brand new column, just went up early this morning, around midnight, called Shaking His Head, where he talks about things like Steve Austin and Stephanie McMahon and John Coachman. Everything will make you shake your head. Then you have Miss Mallory. Mallory Molling did a column this week, and it's one of my favorite things that Mallory does, where she actually went and looked into her crystal ball and made some predictions about the future of wrestling. I always love when she does that. So that went up too. Also, we have the debut of Sandow, Rickard, and my Uncle Ralph. It's a wrestling roundtable with two attorneys and my disgusting, horrible, devilish, terrible, gimmicked, made-up Uncle Ralph. Yeah, kind of just a takeoff on the traditional three-person kind of powwow, point-counterpoint type of thing. Also on the site, guys, Mad Dogs had a column up yesterday that was pretty good, too, about the money promo and what it really takes to deliver a money promo. And he listed his top guys when it came to that. So, guys, there's so much going on. I mean, not to mention, guys, Paul O'Brien, drill bit Paul O'Brien with the stretch mark, and he's been delivering. He just did an article on the WWE Junior Division. He had one last week about Vince McMahon's donkey punch that if you did not check it out now because... Yeah, you're going to kick yourself if you don't. But yeah, I mean, we have so much going on with the website. It's not to mention all the TV reviews and all the guys. I want to thank everybody who's really put their heart and soul into making the site as good as it is. And those of you guys who have checked it out, I appreciate that too. And also with the audio, thanks to Binal. I think I'm pronouncing it right. He's an Insanity board member, and he has definitely helped us out a lot with getting this audio up and ready to go with you guys. So now that we got that out of the way, make sure you check out the site, get familiar with our writers, and you won't be disappointed. I think you'll have a lot of fun. One of the main things I want to talk about right off the bat, and it's something that's been on my mind ever since I watched SmackDown last week. In wrestling today, and one of the main things that I've noticed is it's not so much gimmicks that are popular with the fans, and it's personas. And you have to look no further than Mr. Kennedy. I'm not going to try to do it. But Ken Kennedy, who I think is a hilarious gimmick, and it's not even a gimmick. It's a persona. First and foremost, one of the main reasons why I love Ken Kennedy's persona is that it reminds me of the Naked Gun movie. At the part where he comes out and they go, Armand, Chris Shoney. And for some reason that always made me laugh. I always thought it was a great spot. And now they do it in WWE with Ken Kennedy saying Kennedy, you know, after the end. And I think another thing about Ken Kennedy that people relate to is that everybody knows someone like Ken Kennedy or has known someone like Ken Kennedy, whether it's a drinking buddy, whether it was back in college, whether it was a frat brother, whether it was somebody in high school who was just loud and boisterous and insane, whether it's somebody you work with, no matter where you work. That's what WWE needs to do. And I think Ken Kennedy is definitely a step in the right direction. And this is for all the people who say, well, what do you like about wrestling? Well, this is, you know what, write this down. Because this is what I like about wrestling, okay? So next time you want to ask me, what do you like about wrestling? This is what I like about wrestling. I like characters that aren't forced. I like characters that aren't caricatures of themselves and others. And I think that that holds true in any form of entertainment. And I think WWE follows the same rules that other forms of entertainment follow when it comes to things like that. And I think Ken Kennedy is a good example of that. I knew a guy back in college. His name was Hobbins. That's all I'm going to tell you about now. But what he would do is he was this character all in and of himself. And we would go to the bar and he would stand up and go, ladies and gentlemen, Sprecken say poop shoot. And it was the most insane thing. And he would scream it. And he was a legend. And people knew who the guy was. And I think what's funny is that you still remember someone like that years later. And WWE, by adopting a gimmick like Ken Kennedy, is pretty much appealing to people like that and trying to make you remember someone like that. And I'll take a guy like Ken Kennedy over a guy like Gene Snitsky, who, I don't know, man. I mean, I get the gimmick and I get what it is, but I don't really relate. I don't really know anybody that braided their facial hair and licked feet all the time. I mean, maybe that's just me. Maybe I don't hang out with people Stephanie hangs out with, but that's just me. All right, guys. You know what? Let's do it. I think it's just about takeoff time. So let's get the phone lines up. Let's get it dialing and let's get them on the line. Let's call Charlie Haas. Let's do it. Charlie Haas. What's up, Charlie? How are you, man?
I'm doing great, man. Fantastic. Traveling with my beautiful wife. Getting ready to go to Italy. We're going to wrestle for New Wrestling Evolution. So looking forward to that. We'll be on tour over there from October 20th to October 30th.
Oh, nice, nice. So life after WWE isn't as bad as people make it out to be?
No, man. You know, it's just the way the business goes. You just got to, you know, it's like anything. You just got to really search and look for other adventures, you know, and there's other, you know, wrestling outside of WWE. And fortunate for both Jackie and I have, you know, been able to go to Italy, Japan, and she's getting ready to start TNA as well as wrestling in Italy.
Actually, we're doing some of the independent work. How's the independent stuff been going for you?
Going good, man. You know, they've been really, you know, helpful, and I've enjoyed it a lot. You know, I've been able to work with Jim Kettner and Jersey All-Pro, where I started from, and, you know, Oklahoma Christian Entertainment up in Oklahoma, and who else? You know, I'm looking for some wrestling federations here in the beginning of November, so I'm looking forward to that. It'll be close to where I'm living back home. And the indies have been really good, man. I can't complain, you know. So just plugging away, man. I'm just doing that to keep busy while I go over tour mostly in Japan.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. I want to ask you, one of the last times I spoke to you, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about tag team wrestling and kind of the resurgence of it. And one of the things I've always said is you're one of the most accomplished guys when it comes to doing tag team wrestling. What are your feelings right now about the current state of it and the future of it?
Like the current state of what?
Of tag team wrestling in general.
To be honest, I've been over in Japan, and I've been like one of the best tag teams who I saw when I was over. My brother and I were on the indies. They wrestled at ECW for a little bit, and they're wrestling back over in Japan. It's Jado and Gata. They're one of the best tag teams I've ever seen. So Japan's got a, I'm wrestling for New Japan. They got a really a lot of good tag teams. I really don't know the status of the United States. I really, you know, I really haven't watched WWE since I've left, so I'm not sure who's on top with the tag team wrestling or not. But I'm sure they're going to be good if Arn Anderson's working with them. You know, he's the one that taught Shelton and I, and he's the man.
I wanted to ask you too. I had heard you just came from Japan, right? Were you involved in the Lesnar match, right?
No, I was in his corner.
You were in his corner.
You know, his back. You know, like his second, his corner where Chono had Tenzin and Fujita had you know, Nakanishi. So I was in Brock's back. You know, second.
That must have been cool. How was that? I mean, his first match back and.
It was great, man. The first match, Japan Tokyo Dome. It's one of my goals. Always to wrestle in the Tokyo Dome. So it worked out really well.
No, that's really cool. That's really cool. So, I mean, yeah, I had a chance to watch that. That must have been, I mean, at that point, that's pretty much a historic match now, you know, at this rate, with Brock coming back after all that time and to be in his corner.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was great. You know, Brock and I have been friends since developmental, and I've had the opportunity to wrestle against him, you know, in WWE, and now looking forward to working with him. So everything is looking good.
No, that's really good. You think this time away has served him better to kind of learn a little bit about, you know, how tough it is to be in this business?
No, I think, you know, where Brock and I and, you know, where we belong is New Japan, where they appreciate wrestling more, you know, and not taking away the entertainment value of, you know, of what's going on in the United States, but, you know, we're just more, it's more competitive and more, you know, it's just wrestling, you know, and that's what the fans enjoy, so I think that's where we belong right now.
That you think a lot of the American fans are kind of missing out, those who haven't gotten a chance to see a lot of the Japanese wrestling?
Oh, big time. Big time, because they got to look, man, the people that came there from like Dean Malenko, Chris Benoit, Chris Jericho, Eddie Guerrero, these guys are all schooled in New Japan, you know?
Yeah. Well, one thing, I mean, I know you're waiting for the plane, so I don't want to keep you on the line forever. So before you go, if you had to recommend some matches to some of the fans to check out from Japan, what would you recommend? Who would you recommend they take a look at?
You know, all the New Japan wrestlers. I think Chono, you know, Tenzin, Fujita, Brock, you know, and that's about it. I mean, a lot of the new Japanese, New Japan pro wrestling, I think, you know, to check out.
All right, no problem. Charlie, I really appreciate you taking the time, man. I know you're Russian now, but we'll have you back on, you and Jackie, real soon, and we'll have a little more time to talk to you.
Yeah, we'll be back October 30th, so give us a call anytime after that.
You got it.
All right, take care,
Charlie. So there you have it, folks. Charlie Haas on his way to Italy, taking the time to talk to us here just for a few minutes on the debut edition of JG's Radio Free Insanity. And brought to you by who?
Brought to you by WorldWrestlingInsanity.com.
Exactly. All right. Terrific. Guys, before we move on to Dr. Tom, I just want to say, starting next week, we're going to be bringing the Moment of Insanity back here to the audio. We're still going to have it up on the main site. I'm still going to do what I was doing before. For those of you guys who don't know, one of the staples of the audio issue of the week was the Moment of Insanity, voted on by you guys. And we're going to be doing that again. And how it's going to work is this. Every week, you can either email me at worldwrestlinginsanity.com, or you could stop by our Insanity message boards, worldwrestlinginsanity.com. Just click on the message board link, go and sign up, and something insane happens during the week, or you see something crazy in wrestling, something that you can't believe. I don't know, maybe Ric Flair took his blood and smeared it all over himself. That could be a moment of insanity. Perhaps John Cena giving away the ending to the Battle Royal. Hey, that could be a moment of insanity. Some of the other famous moments of insanity have included such wonderful things as Viscera and his hot dog, and of course Snitsky and Heidenreich liking each other, poetry, what they do to babies, and the whole nine yards. So if you see something crazy in wrestling, either email to Insanity, stop by the Insanity message boards, vote away, and what we're going to do is we're going to be having it right here starting next week in the audio. If the thing that you picked actually wins Moment of Insanity, your rant might be included here. I might read it back in another edition of JG's Radio Free Insanity. So be sure to include a rant. Be sure to include why you're voting for that moment as the craziest moment of the week. And you might be read. And you know what? Even if you don't make it into the audio, we're also going to be putting up a page every week of the Moments of Insanity on the website, worldwrestlinginsanity.com, and you go there and you can check it out. We'll have some quotes on there too, site coverage of the event that won. A lot of fun stuff going on, so definitely be sure to check that out starting next week. But stop by the message boards, go to, what's that site, worldwrestlinginsanity.com, vote away. Next week we'll have plenty to talk about. But you know what, guys? When I first started this site, there was one guy that I knew for sure I wanted to have do a column and be a columnist for me, or somebody within the business that I definitely wanted to have write a column, and it was Dr. Tom Pritchard. Dr. Tom, for years, has had a hand in training many of the wrestlers you see on TV today, a lot of the top young talent. And Dr. Tom was one of the guys who helped me out with my book, too, one of the contributors, contributing some quotes into it as well. So I knew I wanted him for a column, and we got him. He does a doctor's note right here on the site. I'll say the site name again, worldwrestlinginsanity.com, and we love having him here. So, guys, without further ado, let's get him on the phone line.